Coming to you on some serious tape delay via a podcast near you. From that hockey hotbed of San Jose, California, it's Dudes on Hockey.
He is now accepting callers. He is calling me Dude.
And now, your hosts, Mike and Doug.
Hey there, and welcome to the Dudes on Hockey podcast. I'm Mike, and this is a guy I don't recognize anymore.
Does this microphone even work?
Yeah.
Let me blow the cobwebs out of the studio, dude. It's like the Mummy's tomb. I think I see Brendan Fraser in the corner, ready to tackle some sort guy wrapped in toilet paper.
Brendan Fraser?
Dude, I'm making a mummy reference, dude. Haven't you been to the movies like in 2006 or whatever they came out?
No,
Oh, my gosh, dude. See, this is where we are.
I'm all about Encino Man, though.
Well, dude, welcome back.
Welcome back, dude.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
So many things have happened. Not really, but...
We got some new uniforms.
Yeah, we got new uniforms. We can talk about that.
Sure.
That's about all we could talk about, really. We could talk about Spurs.
We could talk about Spurs.
We shouldn't. Although we did find an awesome Spurs podcast. For those of you that have gone on our journey to the English Premier League, or the Premiership, as it's sometimes called, and are now following Tottenham Hotspur, as we are, there's a good Spurs podcast called Spurs Show.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, did you read about this podcast? They, like, have, like, every year they rent out, like, an auditorium, and they fill it with fans, and they do, like, a live podcast, and they have, like, old players come on and all this thing.
Yeah, they're way more legit than us.
Yeah, they are. Did you see how many, like...
totally different level.
Yeah, it's totally different level. Like, they have, like, 25,000 Twitter followers or something?
I don't know, dude. I think we're pretty legit based on the comments we had and the tweets we've gotten of people missing us desperately. I tweeted out saying that we were coming back and recording a new podcast. And people's responses were, thank God. We got one saying, it's a Christmas miracle. Several favorites and retweets. Dude, we have comments on the blog, dude, that...
I had no idea my mom knew how to use Twitter this well. I didn't know she could, like, create all these fake accounts.
Read a few of these.
All right. This Tom listened to a podcast from 2011.
Digging deep into the vault.
This guy says he's rationing like he's James Franco in 127 hours. That's pretty good. Guy says hit the record button already. One guy wanted to know, hey, do you guys have a podcast that introduces yourselves? This is Greg. He must be a fairly new listener. He's been listening for a few years. Maybe a podcast refreshing who you guys are. We can do that because Lord knows we are missing the content. We got lots of interesting things to happen. So I mean, people are posting. It's touching in a way.
Sure. Or we're just that desperate for any sort of heartbeat or pulse of news.
I know. Because
the NHL has gone dead. It is just D-E-A-D dead, dude. Completely. There's been no real major news, unless you count Douglas Murray signing with the Canadiens.
Oh, really? I didn't even see that.
I tweeted that to you.
Dude, I was
sent
on vacation.
You a message, dude, while you're on vacation. It was the big news.
Yeah. What do you get?
$1.5 million, 1 year.
Yep.
That's about right.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's about right. But you're seeing all these other players, like we talked about, I don't know, 3 months ago when we did our last podcast, just being completely squeezed out right now. You know, I read an article also on Twitter that Brendan Morrow might get a training camp invite from the Canadiens. A training camp invite for Brendan Morrow, dude. Is that where we are? Because there's so many guys. I mean, Grabowski signs with the Capitals.
Right.
Murray signs with the Canadiens. Solani playing for, you know, basically a can of Spam.
Right.
With that deal, 1 year, $2 million, his farewell tour. It comes with a cute video, by the way.
Yeah. I thought the video was entertaining.
Sure. Whatever, dude. He can drive his Jaguar. But... kiss my butt.
They could have done better with the video. If I was directing that video, I would have done it slightly differently, but it was entertaining.
When we do Dan Boyle's farewell video, it will be way better
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're showing Solani. You got to watch this. Maybe we'll link to it on the blog.
They can read Puck Daddy like everybody else.
So it's like Solani's like shanking. He's like terrible at golf.
Yeah. Even though we know he's really good at golf.
Yeah. Of course
allegedly.
He is. Yeah. Sure.
Who cares? Yeah, I don't play golf. Yeah. Do you play golf?
No.
Who plays golf?
No.
Okay.
So I guess I want to start there, and this is going to lead me into, you know, part two, is that are we at the point, dude, where these guys, and I'm talking about guys who've had long, legitimate NHL careers, are just going to be subject to training camp invites in the next month? Because some of the young Sharks players are in town. You're seeing them on Twitter. They're, I think there was a cute photo of Thomas Hertl posted at the Pier 39. I think he's up there with, I don't know who. Oh, it was Matt Tennyson. There must be Sharks rookie camp starting this week.
Yeah.
Because they're here. Mm-hmm. You know, these guys are here. They're in town. Brody Reed said something about coming to San Jose this week. So that must be kickstarting. So are these veterans just going to be getting training camp invites? Are they all just going to get the squeeze? Are we going to see kind of a run on one-year deals?
If you told me in the summer that Douglas Murray was going to sign and Brendan Morrow wasn't, I would never have believed you. I would have said that's crazy talk. Not that Douglas Murray is not a useful player. Not this. I dislike Douglas Murray as a player or anything. I mean, we certainly talked about his deficiencies enough in this podcast. There's no reason to belabor them now. But the fact is, Brendan Morrow was once like a first, second line player. He was the captain of the Dallas Stars. He's a very good player. I've always liked the way he plays. And now he's looking for a training camp invite. I think we're looking at a one-year correction is what we're looking at, right? Because, I mean, we have the new CBA.
Right.
The salary cap is coming down. I think the answer to your question is yes. We're going to see some really strange happenings in the next month or 6 weeks with players that no one would ever have expected would be on the outside looking in when it comes to an NHL roster spot. But because of dollars, because of, like we talked about 3 months ago when we had our last podcast, there's so many teams squeezed in terms of salary cap. You know, if you're talking to the Panthers or the Islanders or some of these teams that have a lot of cap space to deal with, they're not saying to themselves, geez, I'm one really good third or second line veteran away from making a run at this thing. I'm a Brendan Morrow away from making the playoffs or making a run.
Right.
So the Panthers don't care about Brendan Morrow. Like, what do they need Brendan Morrow for? They have Christopher Stieg. He's awesome.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The majority of the teams in the cap space are not looking to have, you know, Vinny Prospel come in and take minutes from their young guys. You know, they want their young guys to play. So, you know, the Brad Boyses, the Prospels, the Moros, the Mason Raymonds. I mean, that's surprising. Dan Cleary, a guy who you thought was going to get like a 3-year deal. Now the squeeze is on. Mm-hmm. I mean, the squeeze is on. He probably waited too long. Ron Hainsey, I mean, there's other reasons out there maybe why he's not getting a deal, because he was, you know, sort of the bad cop, right, in the labor negotiations. Tom Gilbert, he's not a bad player.
He's a good player.
He's unemployed. The list is long.
Mm-hmm.
So here's part two of this, dude. Now, I've floated the Malhotra idea, and I'm standing by that, especially in the current climate, that it will be pretty easy to get a guy like that, who's significantly lower on the list than these other guys, to come in on an invite. If he's really looking for a gig, you know, he's not going to get any sort of guaranteed money. I did a little more digging into the long-term IR and how that works.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of interesting, and I hope I'm going to explain this right, because you know that math is not my thing.
That's my thing.
If we're talking about, you know, introducing ourselves on the podcast, math is not my thing. My thing is musicals, all right? But I'm going to try my best, okay? So the cap this year is what, dude? Do you remember the number?
60?
I think it's 64.4, I think.
Okay, 64, right? Yeah.
I want to make sure I get this right, because people are going to, you know, we're going to have a Matt D'Agostini thing on our hands here.
Yeah. Dude, dead air.
Sorry. Anyways, okay, we're just going to say for fun that it's
$64 million. Yeah, 70 to 64. That rings a bell.
Okay. So the Sharks right now are about $400,000 over the cap. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's including Havlat. So if you're going to use your long-term IR, what happens is this, and oh God, I hope I explained this right. So you take, I'm going to screw this up.
Yeah.
You take your cap number.
Right.
All right. What your team's cap number is for the Sharks,
mm-hmm.
right now it would be 64.9 or something like that,
yeah.
right? And you add Havlat's salary to it. You add the long-term IR salary to it. So now it makes it 69,
right.
whatever.
Right.
And you subtract whatever the cap number is from it. But the hard cap number.
Right.
And that's the amount you're allowed to go over.
That's right.
So it's not quite the full five. Like Havlat's is five.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be like $4 million that the Sharks have to bring in more players or to add to the team. So it's not like you get, I guess I was confused on this. You don't get the exact amount of what the player makes.
No, you don't.
You get like a percentage of it, and it looks like it's going to be like 80% of
you
it.
You get the overage, okay?
Right.
So let's say like a team like the Islanders, who aren't even close to the cap, they have Marty Havlat, and they put him on LTIR. They would get no additional.
They get nothing.
They get nothing right. additional from the cap.
So,
but if the Sharks, at the point at which they put Martin Havlat on the LTIR, and let's say the Sharks are exactly at the cap, exactly at the limit to the dollar. Okay, let's say it's $64 million even, and Martin Havlat's making $5 million even. I mean, it's probably, you know, rounding around. Okay, so then at the point at which the Sharks put him on IR, they are at the cap, so they would actually get $5 million of cap relief. So while Martin Havlat is on LTIR, they could actually be prorated up to $69 million at that point. If the Sharks are under the cap by a certain amount, then they only get over, let's say they're at $60 million and Martin Havlat makes $5 million a year. They could only go over the cap by $1 million at that
right.
point. $1 million. So that so it's almost in the Sharks' best interest, actually, to boost their cap number all the way to the limit at the point at which they put Havlat on LTIR, because then at that point they could shed salary, they could shed players, and they could still go up to the $69 million theoretically.
You've done a great job of explaining this, dude, and I'm glad that you know what you're talking about. You basically said what you think I might be able to say, but you explained it better.
Right.
It's going to be an interesting dance in the next month to see a team right now, the Sharks, that is over the cap by about $400,000. By the time they have to set their roster, they have to be under the cap to get the maximum amount of use on Havlat's LTIR.
Well, they have to be under the cap anyway, just because ends the rules.
Right. But if you declare it, let's say they declared it early,
mm-hmm.
they would get nothing,
right.
or almost nothing.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, we have said we expect Thomas Hurdle to be on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm thinking maybe not opening night.
Oh, just because they might bring him up as
who
part
else are they going to send down? All these other guys are on one-way deals unless they trade someone. Jason Demers, James Shepard, someone like that. I mean, they make a trade or expose someone to waivers. The guy who might not play, I'm talking like the first game, and that's all I'm talking about,
right.
is Thomas Hurdle. I mean, he may be sent to Worcester for the first couple of games in this little dance.
Right.
And that's why you see, like, let's just say hypothetically, we bring in our two hopefuls here, Brendan Morrow and Ian White, come to camp.
Yeah, right.
All right. And the Sharks get to the roster cuts. They declare their roster. Morrow and White are not signed, and they LTIR Havlat.
Right.
Now they've got the money.
Right.
And they send Hurdle down. Right?
Yeah.
So now you can sign Morrow and White to whatever their $1 million pittance is
mm-hmm.
for the year,
mm-hmm.
and then you bring back up Hurdle, and then you've still even got more money. Am mm-hmm. I right?
Yeah, that's right.
So I think what we see opening night, this is a long way from me saying the roster that plays in the first game, I don't necessarily think is going to be...
It may not be anywhere close.
Anywhere close to what we're going to see even in this first or second week.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're going to be alone in this. There's going to be guys who are coming to camp, the Dan Hynotes of the world, right, that have come, Andres Lilja, who've come to camp looking for jobs, and there'll be this understanding, like there was with Brad Winchester and who else. Well, that was a little different. Yeah. Those guys were actually fighting for jobs. These guys, it might be, hey, you got a job.
Right.
But just we
stick
can't...
Stick around a week.
We can't sign you until we can get this money.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true. I think that could definitely happen. I think you're right. A lot of teams could be... Although the LTIR thing is not a very common occurrence. I guess, you know, the Flyers... I mean, I still don't quite understand how the whole Chris Pronger thing works. I mean, apparently he's not even really playing. Like, he's assistant coach
now.
Well,
he's basically retired, right?
But the thing is, if he retires, then he can't be LTIR.
Yeah, so he... Right.
So he's like, it's sort of like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I'm retired, not retired
kind
of thing.
Right. The catch 22 here is, what if Havlat's healthy in March?
Right.
Then you have to do some roster shuffling.
You got to do a lot of roster shuffling.
It seems like there's no expectation of him coming back after his pelvic reconstruction, whatever that means.
Right.
So
I have honestly never heard that term when it comes to a hockey injury ever.
I mean, that sounds awful.
No.
Right?
I'm sure it's no fun.
Awful.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know where the incision is on that.
Yeah. It sort of reminds me of like the George C. Scott getting hit in the groin with a football. It's like, ah, my groin. For those Simpsons.
Anyways, so I think it could be interesting in the next couple of weeks that we might not see any signings, but we could see some of these guys get training camp invites, that they're showing up and they're going to start working out. Guys who normally have had fat and happy contracts are going to be in there working for a deal, these one-year deals, or some of them might go overseas. We've seen guys already sign.
There's going to be some humble pie being eaten here in the next month.
Humble pie. But some of these guys, I don't think that they even really deserve it.
Like, yeah, I know.
Deserve to be eating humble pie. You know, guys who have been solid NHL players now are sort of on the leftover heap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Kyle McLaren. I mean...
Right.
Back in the day, if he wasn't making $2.5 million, he would have been playing in the NHL for maybe one or two more years than he was.
Right.
I mean, his knee gave out on him. He's actually playing in the A-League at Sharksikes, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'm told. And I haven't actually witnessed him playing, but he plays in he's still in the area. He plays at Sharksikes. He plays for the Rec League, I guess. But he was basically buried in the minors because of his contract. And there might be some other stuff. I mean, now the new CBA has specific stipulations against that sort of thing, so we're not going to see that anymore. But you know, we're going to see, on the flip side, we're going to see some guys settling for some money that you would have never expected.
Brendan
Morrow being exhibit A.
1 year deals, playing with teams that they think, I mean, this is a chance. If you're going to go through this, if you're a Brendan Morrow, you're going to be looking for a winner. Like, if you're a Mason Raymond, you're going to be looking for a team that's going to win. You know, if you're going to play for a minimum contract for guys like that, then they're not going to be signing with Florida, like you said. Not that Florida would want them, but you're going to be looking to sign for teams that are going to make a run.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these teams, actually, some of the better teams could be even better, like really even better and deeper.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I think that's true.
Because of it.
Yeah.
You're going to see teams that maybe would have had like fourth line guys that are borderline NHL players, you might see some Raymonds and Boises and Brendan Morrow's running around playing fourth line roles for some of these teams.
It's crazy.
It's going to be crazy, I think, in the next couple weeks. Because it's been so crazy in the last month. It was such a snooze fest.
I know.
Good Lord, dude.
So, dude, the new unis, I guess this is the one topic of conversation.
Whatever.
Are we going to talk about these?
No.
Do you like the way they look? Do you care?
Not really. Like, I'm not gonna buy a new sweater.
Me either.
I mean,
plus because they're just worse. It's basically they just took the existing uniform and they took some stuff off.
They streamlined it. They simplified it.
Yeah. Weighs less.
Oh,
what are these guys like? Cyclists?
Yeah,
I mean, it's
I
like
saw
a,
that
an
I
ounce
just
or something.
Like, yeah,
I mean, really?
I just don't. It didn't. It didn't get the juices flowing, dude.
It's all, I think it's all just in their heads about with that. I frankly don't like the jerseys making money, dude.
I mean, speaking of the EPL, right. I mean, they have different jerseys different kits every year. They just suck their fans dry. They are buying different uniforms every year, and
I can't. Maybe this is just like my American blood or skin showing, but I can't bring myself to buy a Spurs kit. I can't do it.
Oh, I would do it.
I mean, I feel like a frigging billboard. Like, you look in the front, and like 2 years ago, it was what, like Autonomy or whatever that software company is now.
Amway.
Is it Amway now?
I don't know.
No, it's Amway for like Arsenal or some team, and it's like, or Emirates or whatever. It's like, it's so much larger than the actual team logo. I mean, I feel like a tool. Like, I'm walking around with an Amway shirt on.
Right.
It's so lame.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. Or stupid. I wonder how like the British people have managed to swallow that. Like, cause you see people in the stands, like they're all wearing.
I don't think they care.
God. I mean,
this
I guess
accepted.
Yeah, I mean, you're wearing an Evening with Patty and Mandy shirt right now, so I guess you're a billboard for Mandy Patinkin and Patty LuPone.
Who has an attitude problem, by the way? If you read the New York Times,
I do read the New York Times. Okay. Yeah. What else?
So says the guy with the Pippin score on his piano.
Hey, it's a good show. It's on Broadway right now.
Don't you dare.
Did it close?
Don't you dare mock musicals to be here.
I love Pippin.
You dare mock my t-shirt when who sat next to me at this show?
It was me.
It was you.
I was there.
And you loved every moment of it.
I didn't buy a shirt, though. Oh, man. Is this the background that Greg is looking for? Are we there yet?
Hey, everyone who wanted us back, we're back.
Yeah, this is what you've been waiting for. You've been waiting all these weeks for this.
Dude. Well, I mean, really, I don't know what else we news-wise.
Yeah, there's
nothing. I can only guess that there's a Sharks rookie camp coming up. I mean, because some of these guys are tweeting that they're coming into town, we'll keep our eyes and ears out for news on that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, regular training camp is still a few weeks away. And until that rolls around, I think the news is going to start to trickle in terms of guys getting training camp invites. But in terms of the Sharks signing any other players, I think that's a no. I mean, that's not going to happen now until training camp opens. And I do think there's going to be at least one or two guys in that camp that are NHL veteran players that normally would have had a deal that are upgrades on your typical role player, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe it's not going to be D. I mean, maybe if they're really happy with Demers and Hannon as their 6 and 7.
And Tennyson too. I don't see D being the place. It's going to be, like you said, Dan Hyno. It's going to be up front.
But
it's
so, you know, that still is probably the weakest area with I'm still talking about the bottom six where
but with Havlat
the most
out.
Improvement. Well, I know. So you've got Hurdle. Is he gonna play? Or, you know, are you gonna have some of these other veteran guys, scorers? Yeah. You know, where are they thinking that Kennedy's gonna play? You know, if they're thinking Kennedy's in the top six, then that weakens the bottom six even more.
Every time you say Kennedy, I think Tim Kennedy. It's like, no, the other Kennedy, right?
I'm like, that guy's long gone.
Yeah.
Nick Petrecki, unsigned.
He's
unsigned.
Not, I think he's gone.
You think he's not coming back?
Or he might sign a minor league only deal. He won't be property of the Sharks anymore. I think the jury has ruled on Nick Petrecki.
I think, but so what happens? They tendered him, right? They tendered him.
Did they?
They did.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure they tendered him. So he is
so
Sharks.
They retain his rights?
I don't know. I'm not sure how that works.
Was he restricted?
He was.
So if he's restricted and they give him a qualifying offer, then the Sharks maintain his rights or somebody else signs him to an offer sheet.
That's
and then the
happen.
Sharks get compensation. Of course, it's not going to happen. But I mean, that them.
So he can't just leave.
No.
Although, can they renounce his rights? I think they can.
If he doesn't sign, I guess they could voluntarily release him, I think. If he doesn't have a contract signed. I think they just tendered him in order to maintain his rights.
Yeah,
in case somebody else wanted him.
I think he'll be back. I think he'll be back playing in Worcester. I think they're going to keep him one more year.
Yeah.
You don't care.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's too bad. I mean, we've been talking about this.
So many people still list him as a relevant Sharks prospect on like their top 10 Sharks prospects lists. And I, as much as we loved him when he first got here, he has just dropped off the map, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just irrelevant, basically.
He's not improved nearly enough to become. And I mean, this is a guy, you know, 6'4", 220 coming out of college. He's now 6'4", 225, and slow in the AHL. There's a lot of 6'4", 220 guys that are slow in the AHL.
Jay Leach, but not as good.
Right, right, exactly. Oh, man. Dude, where are we at in terms of the podcast? Do we need any more time to fill here?
No, I think we've got to be.
25 minutes, dude. This is a short one.
That's all right.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I just want hockey to start again. I want something real to talk about because we're just like making up stuff in terms of jerseys and this and that. It's been really weird because usually I know we both are like so engaged with hockey all throughout the summer, right? There's guys signing, there's guys being, you know, extended, there's, you know, draft picks coming in and all this kind of stuff. And like this quiet period has really like, it's like cut the cord between me and hockey for like the last month. It's really weird.
Do you think the lockout kind of sucked the life out of some people in terms of the media, in terms of the GMs, the owners, that maybe people just after all that have just kind of gone dormant a little bit? Seems like people are taking vacations. I mean, you know, God forbid people take vacations, right? But
how dare you, sir?
The inactivity has been different, like just not the norm.
Yeah, it's like I read the Twitter feed and usually like, you know, Canadian media guys are always buzzing about some or other.
Nothing.
There's still nothing. Like Myrtle's tweeting about Breaking Bad or something. I don't know what he's tweeting about.
Even Eklund has still rumors about Malkin to the Kings.
No, that was Bruce Garriott.
He's recycling.
Bruce Garriott. Malkin to the Kings. Yeah, Malkin fighting a 7-year-old. That's like the biggest news of the week in this, like, in this, you know, obviously this slapstick comedy of a fight, right, or whatever. You know, I mean, is that even really an entertaining video? I mean, you as a professional.
No, no, I appreciated it being sent, but I didn't think it was funny.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. First 10 seconds, I'm like, oh. Even the Tamu thing, like I saw him on the golf course and I'm like, okay, this is going to get really good. And then he like misses some shots and then
he never did. Then he waded into the water.
Then he jumps into the lake and I'm like, okay.
What do you expect from the Ducks?
It's true. It's true. This is like Bob Murray's best signing ever, though. It might be.
It's a deal. Listen, 1 year, $2 million. When you look at Jágr got 1 year, $4 million. What's his face? Iginla got 1 year, $6 million.
Yeah.
No brainer. Solani, 1 year, $2 million. That's a way better deal. If I had to pick between those three,
yeah,
the players are fairly comparable. And I mean, it's not close. I mean, that's a huge discount for Solani to take. I mean,
all they need is Francois Bushman to win the Norris.
Do you think Daniel Alfredson thinks Solani is the biggest jerk on the planet right now? Well, I mean, you know, isn't it the same situation, basically, right?
What do you mean? Solani came back. He came
I know,
back
well, so did Alfredson, except for they've been loyal to the same teams basically their whole career, except for when Solani got traded.
Yeah.
And then he had that brief, like, you barely remember, he played for Colorado
for 1 year.
You know, a fart and a in the wind.
That's because he was trying to get around some rule in the CBA.
So he's basically been a Duck his whole career.
Yeah.
So Alfredson is going to play one more year. He's going to play for the Sens, and then all of a sudden he just goes to Detroit.
Yeah.
And he wants to get paid. I mean, it's about not just winning, but about getting paid. Because the Sens kind of offered him sort of more than what Solani got, but kind of in that ballpark. Like not
like a
full
lot.
Value, yeah. Open market value, right? Yeah. So Solani does a solid for the Ducks, yeah. Right? And Alfredson
totally
goes to Detroit.
Oh. Totally undercuts him. See, this is what real players do when they want to sign with their team. And Alfredson gives him the
whatever.
Finger.
Oh, who cares?
I know. This is what we're talking about.
I know. All right, dude. I say we call it.
Yeah.
And we're gonna be back. We're gonna be regular. We're gonna eat our brand, and we're gonna be regular.
Totally regular.
We will be so regular, you will wish.
It's gonna be like Metamucil podcast.
We weren't so regular. Gareth Bale gone officially.
He's gone.
Did you watch Spurs today, Arsenal?
No, I slept in.
Do you know what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
I looked at it. I'm like, I thought I set my TiVo, and then I got up and looked at the TiVo, and it didn't TiVo it. And then I'm like, okay, I guess I got to look at the score. And then I saw it was 1-0, and I was really mad.
It was a pretty entertaining game. It was pretty entertaining. But I definitely have a player that I now hate on Spurs.
Who?
Kyle Walker. I hate this guy.
You hate Kyle Walker?
Yes.
The Spurs show loves them. They love Kyle Walker. Those guys love Kyle Walker. He's quality.
I don't know. I thought they hated him too.
Oh no, they like
Danny Rose.
Danny
Rose.
Yeah.
Oh, Kyle. We'll see what they say after
Soldado.
All of the terrible plays that he made today. Ugh.
Seems like they got a scoring problem now. I don't know why this is now a Spurs podcast, but they got a scoring problem
what do you
now,
mean,
right?
Dude, they haven't scored one. They haven't scored like a regulation even strength goal in 3 games. What are you talking about? It's like the Sharks, dude. What the hell, dude? Why do we like a team that's just like our team?
I know,
dude.
But they have lots of good players.
So do we. It's the same. It's
Wait,
a mirror
what,
image.
What happened last week with Spurs?
Same thing. 1-0 is scored on a penalty kick.
They scored 2 penalties now?
Yes.
They didn't have a single penalty all last season. Did you
know
that?
Now they have 2.
Now they have 2? Who scored the other penalty?
Soldado.
He scored both penalties?
Yes. Dude, why do we pick a team on the other side of the world, basically, that's exactly like our team?
Yeah.
They're the same. Good players.
Yeah, but we can't, you know, we went through this whole thing like 2 years ago. You can't like go and pick Man City or something.
Sure,
I mean, that's like rooting for the Yankees.
Sure you can, dude.
I'm not picking Man City.
We didn't, and I don't regret my choice. It just makes me laugh.
Yeah, it is kind of the same thing. Like, are a good player. Well, I guess the Sharks haven't really lost like that number one awesome player, and then the Sharks have nothing to show for it. So
Sharks are winning the cup.
Yeah,
Spurs are gonna win everything, all the trophies, dude. This is gonna be a banner year. Yeah. We're gonna get tattoos, Spurs and Sharks, one for each pack.
Spurs.
Let's go.
Show? Want to get your questions on the air? Email questions at dudesonhockey.com. Dudes on Hockey is not affiliated with the San Jose Sharks organization or the National Hockey League.